From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. In a moment, 1 year after the school shootings in Newtown, are schools safer?
But first, to new questions about the stability of North Korea after the news of an execution of President Kim Jong-un's uncle. That sound from state TV in North Korea, what you're hearing is the announcer saying that Jong Song-taek, the uncle of Kim Jong-un, was worse than a dog, that he was a wicked political careerist, trickster, and traitor. Jim Walsh is with MIT Security Studies Program. He's with us now. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So he's been executed, but he's also been edited out of pictures that showed him with the president, Kim Jong-un. What was he accused of doing?
Well, I think the most important charge against him was that he was plotting against Kim, the young Kim, that he was a traitor, that, as you referred to. He had always been known as someone who drank too much, was a womanizer. You know, most elites in North Korea are corrupt. These are, you know, these aren't charges that would normally get you executed. You know, I can't emphasize to you how unusual this is. When I heard it, my expert and academic reaction was, whoa. You know, we have never seen someone executed who had this sort of family lineage, was so high, so, you know, near the top of the food chain in the Kim family, and then not only for him to be executed, but then the public way in which it was revealed. This is really unprecedented.
Well, why was it done then? Because the analysis that I've seen is that it shows a sign of weakness for Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, the bottom line here is, as with all things North Korean, we have more theories than facts. Hmm. It may be done out of weakness, that he felt that Jong might be a threat. He may have done it out of strength, feeling that he was secure enough that he could dispose of the number two, who would be the only person who could challenge him. We just don't know. What we do know is that I think when we look back a year or 5 years from now, we'll mark this date in the calendar, because this could be a very rough period. If it's really true that there is internal battles, palace intrigue within North Korea, then we're going to get a North Korea that's paranoid, is going to be focused on the internal rather than on foreign policy, and anything goes.
What does it mean as we look at this new, relatively new leader, Kim Jong-un? He is just 30 years old. Is this a sign that he's consolidating power? Do we know? Is somebody else trying to take control?
Yeah, we just don't know. I think the worst possible outcome, possible theory here, is that there is an active contestation for power between the military, the party, between different factions of the Kim family. If that's true, that's where everyone's going to be afraid and suspicious of one another. And already you see some of things are starting to happen. The propaganda campaign has picked up. They've stationed more guards at the border because they fear Jong's patrons, of which he had many, maybe heading to China or to South Korea to defect. So everyone's going to be on pins and needles for the next little bit.
Just please tell me our best source of information is not Dennis Rodman on this one.
I'm not going to answer that question,
Jeremy. I hope not. The North Korea did carry out its third nuclear test in February. What does this mean? Obviously, the reason that the U.S., one of the big reasons the U.S. cares so much about this place is that they're nuclear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Well, I think it means that a nuclear test is more likely than unlikely, or at least the probability of that is increased.
Of another one.
Why? Jong was China's guy. He had really great relationships with China. China does not want a nuclear test that roils the region and makes things difficult for them. And now he's gone. That voice is gone. You also have the military, who is contesting for power against the party. They may want to put their imprint on. But most importantly, during a period, if there is, in fact, some sort of internal conflict, then you're going to want to see the lead. I mean, I don't want to say it, but what the leader's going to want to do is reassert his authority. And one way to do that is to have a nuclear test.
Do the Chinese, who do keep communications open with North Korea, do they get involved in stuff like this?
I think they're frantic in Beijing right now, but they're certainly not going to do anything that might further upset the North Koreans, particularly if they're paranoid and worried about foreign spies or whether foreigners might take advantage of this moment of weakness. I think they're going to try to – they've made very little comment. I expect very little public comment, but clearly they're going to work their sources to try to figure out what the heck is going on.
Was the U.S. better off with Kim Jong-il, the father, or Kim Jong-un, the son, as president of North Korea?
Time will tell, but I think you'd have to go with Kim Jong-il. You know, people mocked him for his hairstyle and all the rest of it. But it was Kim Jong-il where we had an agreement, the agreed framework, which had put a moratorium on their missile tests and their nuclear tests, and that lasted 10 years. That was pretty good, and who knows where we're going with the young one.
But they didn't abide by it after that point.
Well, they did. They did not have a nuclear test or a missile test for 8 years. Now, the agreement eventually broke down. We didn't do what we promised to do, and they didn't do everything they promised. But at the end of the day, for 8 years, we didn't have a nuclear test or a long-range missile test. I call that success.
Jim Walsh from MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.